Right on time, the man, Avi.
On time, rise and shine. Good morning, Kevin Touch. How are you, my friend?
Good, Avi.
You know, I've been looking forward to this interview for quite some time. We've been talking about it probably for 2 to 3 months, I think.
Yeah, since the Dr. Dan one, for sure.
No question about it. So I want to dig a little deeper into the person today, Kevin, because everybody knows you, you know, on a surface level, and maybe even a little deeper than that, because we've talked quite a few times. However, there's something that always intrigued me about you, and that is that you've always achieved an opinion, a maturity way beyond your years. Now, tell me, how old are you now? Are you 18 or 19?
No, I turned 19.
You turned 19. Yeah. Okay, so now you're an old guy. Okay. Before you impressed me when you were 18, now you're 19, you got a little more experience. But me being pushing 60, I look at you and I say, if I only had the experience and the wisdom that you had at your age, I might be a much richer guy at this point in time in my life. So I want to look back, and I think you exemplify a person that other people could at least look at and say, oh, okay, if I was in that particular situation, maybe I'd be similar. Or maybe I have kids and I'm raising my kids and I'd like those kids to turn out a little bit like Kevin Touch. And what would I need to do to nurture them, to give them perhaps the maturity that Kevin Touch has achieved? Now, maybe I'm putting you too high on a pedestal, but I don't think so. I believe that you have achieved very great things so far in your life. And I want to take you back. I want to go way back to where we as, and I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but I study this stuff. And to me, I think it's important for people to recognize the basis for our existence in a lot of cases, and what we experience as kids and how it affects us in our future. So you were 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
What was your family life like when you were three? Do you remember it?
Yeah, I actually do. When I was three, so that was around 2001, I was, you know, just a regular family, mom, dad, and my sister was about to be born in May. And I was just, you know, only child for then. But I remember it was happy. I felt like I needed something. I needed to find a passion quick. And I picked up my first toy lawnmower at age three. And I said to myself right there, my parents care enough for me to have this in my hand. And what can I do with it? And I remember just my family environment at the age of three, kind of that nature versus nurture, was very friendly. It was very open. It was almost like that. No, I'm not going to say no sitcom family, of course not. But I'm going to say it was very friendly. Everyone was good. We were having a great time. And I remember just being me. I just, even at age three, I felt like I had this something inside me where I could be myself. And whether they judge me or not, great. I mean, I know most babies, you know, I was a good looking baby, and they were thinking, I mean, there was times, I'll tell you, this is a funny story. When I was 4 years old, we went up to New York, and some modeling agency looked at, you want to be like one of these child models for like one of these companies. And my parents said no. And I'm glad they said no, because to me, that wasn't going to be me. That wasn't destined to be that. I was destined to be Kevin Touch. And I think that's something my family's given me so much value and opportunity in life that no greater gift of, you know, wealth or anything. It really has just inspired me to do amazing things, not just this app, but in the world, just at age three.
So I look at the parents' situation here. You had loving parents. Your parents are still together to this day, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're still going strong.
And you've seen a good relationship. You've seen ups and downs, obviously. Most people do.
Exactly.
But they treated you right. Were you ever beaten as a kid? Were you ever bad? Did they ever hit you?
No, not. I mean, there was only one time that I complained, and most kids would die for this. I complained because I needed work to do. I mean, most kids, they would be like, why? You psycho? But for me, I'm like, they were like, I needed work, mom and dad. I even said I needed something to do. And they were just like, go do the lawn or something. That was the only time they really yelled at me. And I was like, okay. I did it.
How old were you then?
6 years old. I started my first.
Now, okay. So what does your dad do?
Well, he retired from the Army, so he's been around the old block, and now he does landscape work. But he served 20 years, so he found my mom through Thailand. He was stationed there, and they met, and then here I was. But he's a good man. He loves me. He cares about us, and he just puts his heart and soul every day. And if there's one thing he knows about how to just give, especially around this time, he knows how to give back to people. You know, he always treats people with respect. He tells me that every day, and I do the same thing. Instead of saying, now normally, if I didn't know you, I would call you Mr. Avi or Mrs. whatever. I don't really like to say for, I like to be more proper, but he always says that. In the real world, just be proper, and I'm proper. So I can use him, my mom, same way. Just be proper, be polite, get your work done, get what you got to do done, and then find ways to just, you know, help yourself and help our family. It's a family unit, and that's life, and I couldn't say more thankful for my parents.
That's interesting. So, you know, I look at that, and I said, you know, if I didn't know Kevin better, if I didn't ask you the question, I would say he came from a stable family. He came from a good, loving family, because normally those are the types of relationships that we see that nurture that type of situation. My parents were loving parents. They came, I was brought up similar to you in that type of situation. I deviated a little bit, but we're not talking about me. But I look at other situations where there may have been a broken marriage. There may have been a situation that the kid wasn't treated right. There may have been abuse. There may have been things. And you see, success leaves clues, I always say. Now, tell me about your dad. Your dad was a 20-year veteran of what armed service?
U.S. Army.
U.S. Army. And was he an officer with the service?
He was a staff sergeant.
Okay, cool. So he was a disciplinarian to that extent when he was in the military.
Exactly. He didn't fight any war, but he served his time, and he told me some of his war stories. Not war stories, just his stories in the field. It's pretty interesting, and I respect that for sure.
I bet. Now, did you travel with him? Did he take you around the world, or were you stationed locally?
No. I wasn't born before he was in, but he was stationed all over the world. He went to Italy, Germany. He went to Thailand, Asia, sometimes in America. He's been to Texas. He's been everywhere. So it's very humbling to know that he's been everywhere, and I can kind of piece together. And because he's been to these areas of the world, I feel like I can connect with some of these areas of the world. Even I've have been to some areas, like I've been to Thailand, I've been to certain areas, but I haven't been to every area. But knowing that he's had the experience and his work ethic, I see it every day. It's up there. It's up there with, I'm not trying to, you know, hone in on some being biased here, but it's up there with, I'm going to say, the greats. I mean, he puts in the work for me every day and my family. So it's passing off. It's a good gene to pass off.
No question about it. So tell me, you said he was in he served his time before you were born?
Yeah, he served back in, I think it was 76, I believe.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay. So he got out of the service in like the late 90s.
Yep, 96, 97, I believe.
Okay. And you were born in 2001. Okay.
No, I was born 98. I was 3 when I was 2001.
Oh, okay. 98. Yeah. But it was after. So he met your mom in Thailand. So he was an American, and your mom's from Thailand.
Yeah, full Thai, yep.
That's pretty interesting. And what's her background like? Does she have parents over there? Or?
Yeah, she's got a whole bunch of people.
I bet.
Yeah, she's got a huge support. Her mom is still living today. And then we have, like, who knows how many cousins. And it's like the list goes on. The connections over there, it goes on forever. I mean, I went back this summer. I felt like I met, like, people I didn't even realize that they were friends. And one thing that the Thai people care about is hospitality. We want you to feel welcome at home. Just kind of like, well, not on anchor, but yeah, a little bit on anchor, but just kind of like my station bio, like feel at home, family type mentality. I'm a firm believer if you can make every friend like a family member, like I've seen with my dad and my mom, then life will be, I won't, oh, you good?
Nah, life, we'll get rid of this. Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, life will be good if you can kind of just make, you know, every friend into a family member. And that's something I learned through my mom.
Yeah, no question about it. So there's a strong family ethic, strong family bond. So I pieced this together. How about your dad's side? Did your dad have a strong family too?
Yeah, my dad and my uncle who sadly passed away, way too young. But they were great. I mean, they were tough on him, but that was back in the day. But even though they were tough on him, he learned through the experience to work hard. Yeah. They were tough, and it was tough love. But guess what? He told me that they still loved him every day. So it wasn't anything bad or abusive. It was just, you know, get up and get after it. They wanted him to get after it, and that made him a better man. And then all the traits he learned, he passes it off to me, in my opinion, and that's how I become a better man.
Sure. Oh, that's fantastic. So as you entered school, what was your school like? Did you have a lot of friends in school? Did you excel in education? Were you more into sports? What was that like?
Yeah, that's fine. You want me to start with kindergarten, or you want me to try it?
I'm not looking to do a bio here, but what I do want to do is just get like an overview.
Okay.
Of what the experience was like, because I want to know if your experience from a social perspective in school brings itself and lends itself to the interactions that you have here on Anchor.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. So in school, especially middle and high school, I was just one of these people. I was quiet. Believe it or not, I was very quiet up to sixth grade. Until people started to coin me the legend. And I was like, well, what am I doing? I was good at sports. I was good, you know, many sports and whatnot. But I had this energy that I want to get people hyped up. It doesn't have to be, you know, arrogant. I just want to get people hyped up. So every person I saw in the hallway, and I would just, you know, high five them, give them a greeting, whatever the case may be. Just get them hyped up and get the energy up. I feed off the energy really well. If the energy's down, I'm not going to feed off that. If it's high, then I'm going to be even higher. Now, as far as academic-wise, pretty much solid. Intermediate school, I pretty much got straight A's. High school, I got pretty much a couple B-pluses in my freshman year. After that, straight up rolling, back to the A's. Because, you know, I just had to get to the transition. And now here I am in college, and I just finished up my first semester with, I would think, around a 3.8, 3.9 GPA. It's not bad.
That's awesome.
And that's what I'm doing. And I still have time to do this, and I'm having fun. And I think in school, one thing school's taught me, well, two things. One, I don't miss days. That's one thing. I can't miss a day. I haven't missed a day in over 14 years. Well, 10 years right now, but I'm trying to go 14. And that will solidify myself as somebody who knows that if I miss a day, that's a day I'm not connected. So I feel like I have to be there to show up as half the battle and then put the work into it to find where the connection is. And I've made some connections off of school. A lot of the friends I made, they were interested in me. I mean, I'm quiet. I mean, I'm very, I hold myself, I'm an introvert by nature, but I'm quiet in some respects, and I can be outgoing in some respects, and I like to connect. You know, if it's a 5-minute conversation on the phone one day, just say, cheer up if you're going down, tell me your problem, let me try to help you. Or if it's a 5-minute conversation just to catch up in a while, or if it's just I called you yesterday, want to have a follow-up, it's fine. Either way, and I think the connections I've made through school, off school, have led me to this app, which is now Anchor. And I think that's just all the culmination of what this year has become. It's been an amazing journey. And it's only starting.
It's very interesting. Now tell me, what's your zodiac sign?
This is a good one. It's Sagittarius.
You're Sagittarius.
Yeah.
It's interesting because all of my relationships were Sagittarius. My mother was a Sagittarian. My ex-wife was a Sagittarian. A woman I was with for 21 years, Sagittarian. I'm an Aries myself. Not that I believe in horoscopes, but I'll tell you what, there are trends and traits that people Sagittarians have. And you exemplify the traits of a Sagittarian. It's interesting. So that's very interesting to me. So, you know, all these, it's neat to put the pieces of a puzzle together. Now tell me something. You seem like you may have had some network marketing experience. Did you ever do any type of network marketing?
It's funny. No, believe it or not, I didn't know the term network marketing until this year. So okay. That, it's crazy. But the reason why I'm so good at network marketing is I observe a lot. Believe it or not, I observe what connections. Some people say I have a sense for like a sixth sense of time. I kind of know what time to do certain things. It's not really that I know what time it is. It's I do it right away. Because if you put it off, you're not going to go anywhere. There's two things I don't like. Number one, is procrastination. I cannot do if I procrastinate any second, I get to the point where I'm like, I got to get going. I got to move. And the number two is putting pressure on myself to procrastinate, because those two things are, I'm not just saying any, not just even kids, many people have that problem with procrastination. So I realized that if I procrastinate on somebody to connect with, I've lost a day or two. So I'd rather just network market right now in the flesh, focus on the now, as people would say, focus on the present time, then wait a day later, wait a second longer. Because if you wait a second longer, that's an opportunity blown. And to me, that won't add up to results. And more importantly, that's a loss of connection. You couldn't have made a second earlier because someone might have stole it, someone, or you just didn't have the guts to go for it. And you have to go for it. And that's why I try to make as many connections off and on this app, in the real world, at school, whatever, because I know the connections that I have, who knows what their story is. And that's what the whole point of the Anchor Nation is, find the stories. Personally, phone contact. We can have a private conversation. We don't have to talk to anybody, just you and me. Let me know a little bit about you. And to me, although I'm not a businessman by nature, I'm not. However, there is one thing I am, is it's how to be a people, how to be a people person, how to be social. I've learned that a lot from my uncle. He was very social. He was very customer service friendly. He owned a shoe shop. And I mean, after he passed, he had about 100 customers come to the funeral, and they're saying this man, he always had the right engagement. And for some reason, he was just always friendly. And that's something I embody every day. I try to embody that every day. And just a lot of great things from kind of the past that I've saw now to the future, I can apply from everybody. I take a little piece of everybody and just try to apply that to my life. If I can take a little piece of so-and-so here, so-and-so there, and put that in the back of my mind to know the common denominator is make the move and engage with people, you can get somewhere.
Golden nuggets, my friend. Golden nuggets you're sharing today. Tell me, what type of jobs did you have growing up? What type of work have you done?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. So when I was this young, I did house chores every Sunday. And I'm sure a lot of people do that. But for me, Sundays was a day of just relaxing. And that was fun to me. I mean, back then, house chores, whatnot. And, you know, house chores are important because it teaches you something. It teaches you got to stay on task. If it's cleaning the bathroom, I started when I was age 8 doing that. Clean the shower heads, whatever. It's in my house. And I learned how to be, you know, responsible at a young age, and obviously mowing the lawn, whatnot, folding laundry, doing all this, because to me, that taught me something. It taught me the ways of life, that you have to do this later down the road. These are all common household things. If your house isn't clean, you don't have an established place to live, you're not really helping the fundamentals of just kind of being a better person. You're kind of just procrastinating. That's what chores taught me. If you don't do it, you're procrastinating. And I don't want to procrastinate. I want to do it right away. So that's why, even at times when I was, you know, 9, 10, I would wake up at 5 a.m. just to do house chores. I was so focused on getting the chores done that I needed to get it done so I can, then I had more free time to mow the lawn. Then I had more free time to play some basketball, just get up and get active. And to me, that's what I wanted to do. That was Kevin Touch's calling card back then. Obviously connecting, because I didn't have a cell phone until I was a sophomore in high school. We'll get more to that later, I'm sure. So back then, I was like, well, I didn't know anything about podcasts. I didn't know anything. Technology was gone. No video game, nothing. So I pretty much wanted to get up and get active every single day, whether it be at school, whether it be at home. I didn't like, when it snowed, I was like complaining to myself in my head, like, I can't get out there. I got to shovel. You know, as soon as it stops, let me shovel. I mean, whatever. I mean, I need to get active, and I still try to get active every day. I think I still do a good job on it. So just being active is something I did. As far as actual jobs, I had one back two summers ago, and this is no joke. The guy said, dude, you're too inspirational for this job. You take this job like it's your, like it's crazy. Like, I've never seen someone so happy to work. And I'm like, well, he's like, you should go do something better in your life. And I took that as like, all right, man, no problem. And here I am now. You know, I may don't have like a full time, but I know in my heart that moment right there, it was a start of something, you know, because I was on a former app called Talk Show. And that's when, after I, you know, I'm not going to say, I just kind of got laid off, I guess. And I said to myself, well, this talk show is cool. And I made connections like that. So I'm using So basically, a lot of things add up for me. So chores taught me not to procrastinate. Connections taught me to engage and connect. And then the apps, when I got my phone, it taught me how to be somebody, how to kind of put yourself out. Now, most people, they say they get distracted by the phone. This thing has been a lifesaver for me because I wouldn't be on this app without a phone. I mean, I wouldn't be having former talk shows without a phone. You know, I mean, I feel like it's given me more liberty to be myself. As long as I don't procrastinate and just get my work done, I'm pretty much free to do whatever I want. I mean, that's it. I'll do my chores on Sunday, get that over with, come on Anchor, make a recording or whatever. I mean, it's fun. This is, you know how some people say this is the life of the party, but actually going to party, this is my party. Living life is a party. To me, this is it. Every time I make connection, we're in a party. Can I get you a drink? Whatever. I mean, you're in my house. Let's talk. I want to make every conversation like you're in my house and we're just having a good time. That's all I want. And that's something I take from not just my family and, you know, the people I look up to, but the fact that I can do this, that I know from a young age, I had this in me, and now here it's starting to shine.
Yeah, you're a true lover of life, my friend. Did you earn an allowance for doing all that work at home?
They never told me, but regardless, I mean, whether I earned the allowance or not, all I know is I'm doing it for the love of just doing it. If I get money, great. The lawn mowing side I did mostly. That was the money side. The chores at home, maybe when I was younger, but now it's like whatever to me. It's like I just want to do it because I want to help the family grow. I want the house to be clean. I just do it the love for the work. I don't do nothing because, oh, I need a favor in return. That's not me. I'm never about that favor life. I just want to do things to do things and help people. You know, if the universe pays me back, that's great. That's awesome. That means something I said that day is definitely clicking upstairs and they're like, here you go. But if it doesn't come back and return the next day, it's not a problem. So to me, whether it be money or some type of, I don't even know, monetization, currency, whatever, doesn't bother me. But if there is one thing, though, it does return, is you can never replace heart and hard work. I mean, you can never replace a heart, because when you got the heart of somebody, it's only your heart and you have the heart to control other hearts. And hard work, that's forever. That's something I wrote about, actually. I wrote it's not a book, it's kind of more of a manuscript. And I talked about how three things in life, you do two of these three things, you'll get the third thing. Hard work, be kind, reputation follows. And that's it. You do those two things and you can just maintain your reputation. You'll be at a standard of life that whether you have the most money or you have the most connection, whatever. It doesn't matter what you have. The most important thing is you have those two skill sets to go out there and do something every day. And then you'll find that people will be more entitled to you because you're like, he's doing all these things and we never even thought this was possible. So to me, it's just kind of all adds up. And how you do those two things of just be kind, work hard, your reputation will entitle, oh, I know what he's doing. He's got my back. Or I know what she's doing. She's got my back. And it gives that insight to like, all right, no problem. We can work together in a working relationship. It doesn't have to be, you know, lovey-dovey. It can just be a working relationship. You get the job done, and that's how you build reputation. That's how you build a base. You know, it's kind of like a house. You're built like a house. You've got to start somewhere with the foundation. It's got to be, you know, whether it be laying some concrete down. And then as you build up, as you get to the house, to the top, that's when you know the top is very high. But you have to look up there and be like, am I going to get there tomorrow? No. Am I going to get there next? No. Is it going to take 5, 10 years? Yes. It's going to, or longer? It's fine. Don't worry about so much about time. Is the greatest healer of all of life. And time will have a way of saying, this is your time. So if you just keep doing your thing and be kind to others while doing it along the road, you'll be in a state of not so much trance, but you'll be in a state of just embellishment. You're going to be embellished by all the roots, your fruits of your labor. Everything will come to fruition and you'll get to the roof and be like, well, this is what world is. This is what the world is. This is what the world entitled me to do. And I'm going to do it.
I'll tell you what, man, we had that conversation a week or so ago with IM Radio.
Yeah.
And we talked about the universal energy and you certainly bring to life a source of energy that I believe is not unique, but certainly one that you embody and you empower that. I see that in you in a very special way. What are your goals, my friend, for the future? First, what are you studying now in school?
Okay, so that's a good point. So right now I'm studying liberal arts. That's fine for right now. Just get that over with, get the prereq stuff. But if I can't get, assuming nothing happens, with the Anchor platform, assuming none of that stuff happens and no one picks me up, I basically am going to go into communications. I have a resume where I think that I can pretty much, I can't say it's cemented because I don't believe it does ever settle, but it's getting there where I can just keep maintaining myself, maybe get a job as a PR rep, maybe speak on behalf of a company, maybe do something like, or just TV work, or be a broadcast radio personnel, whatever the case may be. Something in the form of communication is something I'm looking towards. But every day I keep building up this so-called, because, of course you're going to have some type of resume. That's a fact. If I can keep building up this resume and keep focusing on my schoolwork, which it's got to keep doing, it's not a problem. Focus on this a little bit. Just keep doing it. Keep posting. Keep focusing on my other stations. Make connections along the way. I'll know that I've done my job as far as I could go. Now it's into the real world. And now let's see where the cards play. But I just got to keep doing me. Get into the communication field. And we'll see where it goes. But that's my ultimate goal. If no one already, searches me already. If no one discovers me yet, then that is what I'm probably going to do. Because why not? Because you're, as one man said on this app, you are the captain of your career, and that's it. You're basically the captain. Wherever the ship goes, you have to steer it in the right direction. Because if you don't steer in the right direction, you can go afloat, or you can basically go missing out, lost in this big bad world. So don't do that. Be yourself. Be insert your name here, because that's it. You're only you. So I want to go into that field of communications, and that's life, and that's what I was destined to do. I have this natural ability. Whether it's God that's given me, the universe has given me, my parents have given me, no matter what, whoever's given me this, I better make this happen. Because they've given me this ability at such a young age and mature age that if I waste it, that's on me. It's not on them. It's on me if I waste this talent. So I have to utilize every day by utilizing my resources, looking stuff up, trying to just keep my mind active. And that's what I want to do.
Well, you certainly do that, my friend. I see things much grander for you than that. I don't see you working for somebody. I see you running your own business. I see you developing a right. consultancy around communications and being able to support a much broader range of areas. And, I wouldn't sit around waiting for somebody, quote, to pick you up. I think you've picked yourself up and you are establishing yourself in a realm where you can influence and help other people, other companies develop what you're developing. And by example, you're setting that. And I would recommend you investigate your own YouTube channel. I believe you should, set yourself up with a blog, a website, start writing, publish this material, because this, while you're in school, will develop the foundation for yourself. And you'll have an incredible career because of the contacts that you're making. And Anchor is just a first step for you. Right. But I'm so glad that you found Anchor, and I'm glad you didn't leave it, because we know your story. I mean, you gave it a big what, an hour before you decided you wanted to stay or not?
10 minutes. Yeah, 10 minutes. Oh no. Yeah. That story was funny. I mean, 10 minutes. I was like, what's going on here? I literally said to myself, this isn't fun. I deleted the app, and then the Anchor team emailed me. David Phillips was like, hey man, thanks for just picking me up. And I'm like, rest is history. I mean, at that moment I was like, all right, one person, that's something I say. The power of one is so influential. I think if there's anything I'm going to take out of this year, it's just one person gave me that opportunity to say, now this is your time now. This is it. You have to make this happen. And I stayed on the app. I mean, it's crazy. And now look where I'm at. I'm not going to say that I'm, number one anymore, because I was, but I don't care about it. Now I can pretty much go on my own and do this, what I'm doing right now, and be happy doing it, and just keep following the engagement connections and, have an Anchor Nation interview. If it gets to that level, we'll put you in. I mean, I'll put you in the system. It's not that hard. I mean, to me, I was born, and thanks to that one moment of a simple person saying Good Samaritan, or a person just caring about you for that 2 seconds, that taught me that, you have to care for people. I mean, I've done it before outside, you know, social media. And then when I kind of got on the other platforms, such as Instagram, whatever, I started to realize that it's about the connections. And I think just the fact that Anchor has given me this ability to come on the app and basically be Kevin Touch. I mean, I'm not trying to be, you know, whoever. I'm just trying to be KT. It's allowed me to take a great stepping stone, and it's only going to get better if I put the work in and, you know, start doing what I'm doing. Just in 2018, just keep doing what I'm doing. Keep doing what I'm doing. That I set the goal and foundation this year. It only will get better and improve as the app evolves, as the people change, as people come and go. You know, I mean, there was a lot of people in July. They're not on this app anymore that I connected with. They're out doing some big thing in the world. And to me, that's fine. I have to evolve with new people, you know, and that's the great thing about this app, that I can evolve, and it suits my style because it's more about innovation and knowing that are you going to get discouraged when something happens? Are you going to, the game is saying, or the game or the universe, whatever, is saying, what are you going to do when something awry? When something goes awry, what are you going to, how are you going to react to it? Are you going to react negatively or positive? You choose the right path in the positive direction, you're going to get a positive feedback answer, whether it be from the universe or whatever. So just make sure you find that right path. And this is also the new users out there. If you were like me, you're going to see yourself in the, everyone goes through, you're going to see yourself in the recent bar. If you have iPhone or even Android, you see yourself in the recent bar, and you're going to say to yourself, what am I going to do with that recency? Am I just going to let someone make the first move and, you know, hope for that? Or are you going to go out there and find a recent station and connect? It doesn't have to be Kevin Talk. Don't be Avi. Don't have to be any big station. Just connecting with a recent station. That's what I did. Connected with a recent station. I found my way. I used connections of his. I used connections of mine. We collaborated, and look what happened. So really, just don't give up on the first day as an advice to the anchor, the new anchor mates. They come in. The first day eventually is going to be the easiest day. That's another goal that on this station. If I can find as many people, as I can't get to everybody. I know some people have claimed I can get there. I can't. But if I can get as many people as I can and kind of do that Welcome Wednesday every day, just 1, 2, 3 people, that adds up. You could do 2 a day for 365, 730 people you've connected. That's a lot. Or even 1 a day, that's 365. You do it once a day. And that's power. This app is powerful in that way. It's in the sense of we have to keep the engaging, connecting community feel. We keep the ECC. We got ourselves a dinner right here. That's it.
You got it, brother. You got a lot of golden nuggets in this piece, my friend. I can't even ask for anything more. You've done it. You've expressed it, but I will ask for one thing more.
All right.
Is there anything else that we should be talking about today that you have not yet expressed? Because I always like to ask that last question. And did we not cover anything? Because I feel like you've really covered. Is there anything I don't know about you just yet?
Geez. I mean, there's one thing you may not know about me is, I guess we can kind of go back to that day when my uncle passed away. I remember the exact moment, day I was with him. I mean, he it was a sudden heart attack. But if there's one thing I'm going to say, is I learned in that moment, this is something I do every time I touch his gravestone, right? So I put my hand on his gravestone. I'm doing this right now, kind of like as a visual. I stay there for 5 minutes, just no one around me. And I let that energy of the stone go into my veins. And that gives me the power to be, all right, more connection power. It's a weird theory, but to me, the people in the past, they never die. Legends never die. And I know that in my sense that every time I touch that stone, that's a legend right there. It's going through your veins. It's going through your heart, your mind, your soul. You let that come into your life, that's the next person. That's how you become legendary. By respecting the past and embracing the future. And, of course, representing the now. You can do those three things by, if you respect the past, embrace the future, and represent the now. And whether it be a weird moment like that, it may seem, or whether it be, you know, holding your own hand and say, hey, somebody out there, doesn't have to be a big, you're not going to get to the big time stars. It's impossible in my mind. You can try. It's not impossible, but it's very hard. So if you can find an influence, a micro influencer in your life, and hold their hand, or just, you know, be in the presence of them, you embrace that, whether they're dead or alive. If they're dead, it's fine. Like I said, you know, embrace the past. If you want to respect the past, excuse me, if you want to talk about it in the future, then respect the future. If you want to represent the now, hold their hand in the middle, you know, and that's it. You kind of find that happy medium. And that's one fun fact. So every time I go in there, I just laid a reef a couple days ago. I just put my hand on the stone and just let all his energy come into my body. And the next moment, I move on and I try to keep doing the same thing, embody a little bit of everything my family has taught me and just share it to the world.
Thank you, my friend. I can't say anything more than that. It's an honor to know you, my friend.
Thank you, Al. I appreciate you.
I'm privileged to know that for sure. Thank you. Wish you the very best of holidays and an unbelievably great 2018 in health and wellness. And thank you for all you do. And I always look forward to our Saturday calls, too.
Yeah, I can't wait for our next one, man. Thank you so much for all your support. I appreciate you.
You bet. Have a great one. Thank
you so much, Ali, for that call, man. Appreciate your time, dude. It was a great interview. And, man, that was awesome. I'm glad we got it done. But hopefully this interview will get to let the Anchor people know a little bit more about me and where I came from. But even if they don't, I'm still kind of happy where I'm at. Still doing my thing. And when there's one message out there, never procrastinate. Just get it done, and it can happen to anybody. Just you can make your own success happen through the roots of what you're given, and whether good or bad, you have the power.